Can't you see I'm calling? What is up, everybody? How you doing? I hope your week is going well. It is Wednesday, hump day. We got a great segment coming up for you. We call it Over the Hump and Trump. You can find it here every Wednesday at 3:30. We take a little break from the politics. Sometimes there's a tie back because, you know, I like to do those things. It's all of a piece, as I like to say. So we got that coming up for you at 3:30. Also wanted to give you some updates. The protests, the 50 protests all happening today. There are still people marching in Madison. So if you're at home listening to Civic Media, take us with you on your phone by downloading the Civic Media app and get out there and get engaged with those folks that are marching around the Capitol. Make your voice heard. But don't forget, the most important way to do that every election cycle is to vote. You can check that out by going to myvote.wi.gov. My thanks to State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe, State Senate District 16. Can't wait to talk with her again. We both have picked or prefer the Eagles, but Aaron, my fabulous producer today, that doesn't mean that the Eagles are going to win. Sadly, though, I wish the Eagles would prevail. I actually, if I had to place a bet, I would probably be picking the Chiefs. Do you have a favorite? And is your favorite to win this weekend, Aaron, also the team that you prefer to win?
Yeah, I'm with you where my heart wants the Chiefs to win, but my heart wants the Eagles to win. But my brain says the Chiefs are probably going to again.
Yeah, I think so too. It's not my favorite. Wish there was maybe a different outcome. Now, are you going to watch it, Mr. Zommers?
Yes, I do plan on watching it. Maybe make some snacks. Not sure what we'll make. I know last time I made snacks for friends, I did some spinach and artichoke stuffed mushrooms, and those were pretty good. So I might make those again.
Ooh, you've given me an idea. I will love me some stuffed mushrooms. I am all about the fungi. You certainly are a fun guy that apparently also can make some fungi very well, Aaron. I definitely am all about the stuffed mushroom. In fact, one of my most favorite recipes, it's an old Ina Garten throwback. Yes, the Barefoot Contessa. It's got like a mascarpone cheese and Italian sausage and Ooh. A bunch of herbs. Oh my goodness. Yeah, not fat-free, folks. Not fat-free at all. I think you have inspired me. I might skip the buffalo chicken dip and go straight up with the Italian sausage stuffed mushrooms for this weekend's festivities.
Well, why not both?
Well, because frankly, I can only tolerate cooking for so long unless it is like a big hosting thing. But if it's just for me and a couple of friends, it's like I'm doing one thing and then we're ordering pizzas. I just don't want to be stuck in the gosh darn kitchen the whole time. You know what I mean?
That is totally fair.
Right. You may be right, because a good buffalo chicken dip I can do in the crock pot and just set it and forget it. So maybe that will be my tactic this weekend. Dave from New Berlin chiming in on the text line. You can too at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. He agrees the Eagles are going to lose. He also says this: I'm not a chicken wing guy. What the heck is the point of chicken wings? They're like sliders. Dave, that is certainly a perspective. Listen, I'll eat some wings, but in general, I think they're far too labor intensive for the amount of protein that you get off of them. It's sort of like ribs, like a lot of mess, a lot of fuss. Where's the beef, if you want to harken back to the 80s? I like my food a little bit more efficient. I am an economist, after all. Some additional breaking news. My buddy Cam in Appleton, always on the text line. I see you, Cam. I appreciate it. He reminded me, or let me know, that Mark Pocan had introduced a bill today called the Elon Musk Bill, trying to address musking around in our federal government, despite the fact that he was elected to nothing, appointed to nothing, confirmed by no one, and basically has no claim to be doing anything in government except that he's got lots of stinking money, which, again, I thought being wealthy and using your money to control government was sort of the opposite of democracies, but maybe I got that confused somewhere. Cam is telling me further that in response to Representative Pocan's bill, the FBI has told him there's nothing to see here. And this is before Kash Patel is confirmed, Aaron? I mean, what? What the heck? Bit of a problem I see here. Thank you to Cam for keeping us and you up to date. And Dave from New Berlin chiming in that he is down for the stuffed mushrooms. Dave, maybe you'll be showing up at my party and I will have to make both the stuffed mushrooms and the buffalo chicken dip. I love it. Mark from Prairie du Sac also chiming in on the text line. You can too, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. He says this, the only reason to want the Chiefs to win is that it might annoy Trump because of the Taylor Swift connection.
That is a good point.
You got that one exactly right. I love giving me a little silver lining on my otherwise dark and dreary Chiefs win cloud, Mark. I appreciate it. Sue from Franklin said, we started with having two friends over for the Super Bowl, and now it's up to 20, I think. She got that from her mom. The everybody is invited. Just come on over. It's the Wisconsin way, Sue. I love it when a small little intimate gathering blows up into a huge gaggle of friends, family, and football fans. I hope each and every one of you have an amazing football Sunday. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that later this week. But what we got coming up, y'all, is Over the Hump and Trump. It is a very special time of year. We're going to talk about it, talk about some of our travels abroad between Aaron Zommers and I. Aaron, what's the most exotic place that you've been to in your life?
Probably, it's not that exotic, but probably London. At least that's the farthest away I've been.
I haven't been
to that many states, haven't been to that many countries, but I did get to go to London and a little bit outside that in England and see Stonehenge. That was pretty cool.
Stonehenge is trippy. When I took a look at it with my two eyes, I was like, okay, we clearly do not have all of this figured out for real, though.
It is different seeing it in person. And also a lot of conspiracy theorists there. That part's just funny. Like people with tinfoil hats taking pictures. One of my friends photobombed them. So they have a big group photo of the people in tinfoil hats. And my friend Colin is just standing there with his hands in his pockets.
I love it. Do you mean they literally had on tinfoil hats?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. The struggle is real, especially if you walk around with a tinfoil hat. We're going to take care of a little bit of business here. You got the farm update with the fabulous Pam Yonke coming up. Then I'll be back with today's edition of Over the Hump and Trump. We take you to foreign lands today in a celebration of the Lunar New Year. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where's the beef?